بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah Al-Masad was revealed about Abu Lahab and his wife. Abu Lahab was the uncle of the Prophet, and Abu Lahab's wife was the sister of Abu Sufyan. They were all staunch enemies of Islam, and they hurt and injured the Prophet very much. Some have said Abu Lahab's name was Abd al-Uzza, which means the servant and slave of the idol Uzza. Then he was named Abu Lahab, which means the father of flames. This could be that he had a red face, or being of a fiery tempered nature. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first told the Prophet to invite the people to Islam, the Prophet went up the mountain and called out to them. When the people came to see him, the Prophet said to them, "If I tell you that there is a huge army of enemies camping on the other side of this mountain, would you believe me?" The people replied, "Of course we believe you. You have never lied." Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, "I am the messenger of Allah, warning you of a painful punishment, warning you to stop worshipping your idols, and inviting you to believe in the one and only God." Abu Lahab, who was in the crowd, shouted at the Prophet and said, "May you be destroyed. Is that what you gathered us here for?" At these moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Surah Al-Masad to answer the disgraceful words of Abu Lahab. Surah Al-Masad starts off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. May Abu Lahab and his hands be destroyed. The word tabbat and watab means a never-ending loss, which leads in one being destroyed. And that's exactly what happened to him. Abu Lahab died of a contagious disease, and his body gave off an unbearable foul smell, so no one came close to his body for a number of days, until they got some others to bury him. Why is Allah mentioning his hands? Some have said the word yada could indicate that these same physical hands that Abu Lahab used to injure the Prophet with will be destroyed. Others have said it has a more general meaning, and it means all his actions will be destroyed. Allah has not mentioned many enemies by name in the Quran. Abu Lahab injured the Prophet so much that Allah has cursed Abu Lahab by his name in this surah. Allah also called him by his nickname, Abu Lahab, instead of his real name. This could be due to his name goes well with his fate that has been described in this surah. The next verse says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ. His wealth and everything he has will not help him. Abu Lahab was a rich and proud man. He believed his money and whatever he had, such as his children, will save and help him. But Allah is saying none of this will benefit him. The next verse says, سَيَصْلَى نَارٌ ذَاتَ لَهَبٌ. Very soon he will burn in a flaming fire. He likes to be called by the name of Abu Lahab, so the fire for his punishment is also called Lahab, i.e. flaming. The next verse says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. And his wife will also burn in the flaming fire, carrying firewood. We know that firewood gives fuel to a fire. With her actions, she fueled the hellfire for herself. Some have said it is because she used to carry spiky pieces of wood, throwing them in the way of the Prophet to hurt him. So as a punishment, she fueled the hellfire for herself. Some others have said it means that she used to carry gossip between people to cause conflict and fights. The person carrying the gossip is known as the one carrying firewood, as they started the fire between the people. The next verse says, Fi jidiha hablum min masad. Around her neck, will be a rope of palm fiber. The word masad is a rope made of palm fiber. Some have said the rope will be so harsh and tight, so heavy and so hot, that it is impossible to remove it from around her neck. Some have also said she had a very precious necklace, and she swore that she would sell it and spend the cost of it to hurt the Holy Prophet. So Allah punished her with something else around her neck. So this surah is showing us that Abu Lahab and his wife are specifically mentioned as the cursed ones and the enemies of Islam, and no relationship, whether you are the uncle or another family member with the Prophet, can benefit you when you have no faith. It also shows that they are cursed because of their behavior, and any other person who has their qualities will also have the same destiny as theirs. This surah is also one of the miracles of the Quran. This surah was revealed when Abu Lahab and his wife were still alive and informed them they will be in hell, meaning that they will never believe in Islam. They could have accepted Islam to try and prove the Prophet wrong, but the prophecy actually happened and they both died without accepting Islam.